Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Matthew Owenby back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew is a great member of our Brain Trust, Aflac's Vice President of Human Resources, and he's here with some research. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. We're happy to be back with you today.
Good to have you back. You're always welcome here. So you guys went to the work site and talked to folks and said, what do you think about some things? And they told you, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
What did you ask them?
We asked them a few things. In the beginning, we're trying to figure out this year, sort of the theme of the research this year is really what is driving consumer interaction with various healthcare programs. And we want to see what people's actual experience is across those different product offerings. And what we're finding and what we found this year was that while nearly every American has access to major medical insurance and healthcare plans or Medicaid or Medicare, the study shows specifically that lower-income employees are the least protected, which is probably no surprise against mm-hmm. any financial cost, whether it's an unexpected medical expense or serious illness or accident. And basically what that – some of the details of that, Jim, are that the lower-income employers just don't and are not taking every step they can to safeguard their well-being. They're just not.
Well, they've got a couple of strikes against them. Number one, if they're lower wage and lower on the totem pole, that means that they don't have a tenure. They haven't been there long enough probably to achieve some of the benefits that the tenured employee would have. And number two, by definition, they don't have the disposable income maybe to buy a little policy, a little worksite policy of some kind. Isn't that kind of where they are?
That's right. That's right. You know, that's absolutely right. What we also know, Jim, is that the lower-income households spend less time actually understanding what their benefits are. They spend less than – we talked a little bit about this last year. They're spending less and less time year over year, less than 30 minutes a year they're spending researching their benefit options. Mm-hmm. And they just don't understand that a serious illness or an unexpected bill from an insurer or from a medical provider could be financially disrupting for a very, very long period of time for them.
But at the same time, though, if it's a single mom and she's saying, yeah, you know, I'd like to have a $3 a week policy, but that's also a gallon of milk.
That's right. That's right. So they've got to the trade-offs are there. I mean, that you've got to be able to understand that, particularly as you talk about people that are in the lower-income area or lower-income segment. But we believe that, you know, you can still, even if you are in that sort of lower-income, which is really defined as people, you know, sort of less than $50,000 in the household, there are still things that they can be doing that are not expensive from certainly a voluntary insurance or supplementary
right.
insurance policy to really improve their financial well-being.
And you and I both know that with the kind of plans that are offered, the cafeteria-type plans that are offered, and I don't know the right nomenclature. You can help us with that. What the problem is when someone sits down with them and says, okay, the company is going to provide you with an amount of coverage, you get to decide which way you're going to go. They need help with that education, don't they?
They do. They do. Health literacy, we think, is a big part of the gap, you know, which is foundational in the survey that you see. That interaction that you just described actually rarely happens. What happens is, in normal situations, is the corporation or small employer will send out information and literature and just let the employee sift through it. But that is, you know, that's part of the problem. It certainly is reiterated by the evidence in the survey this year.
So where's the solution found? Is that a company like you, bringing in a company like yours to sit down, which I know your people do, and educate sure. people, or is it the employee's responsibility?
You know, really, what we think is it's a little bit of everything. I mean, we can't, you know, in the environment where we know employees are spending less than 30 minutes a year deciding on, you know, anywhere from $4,000 to $8,000 worth of a budget spend
right.
based on a payroll deduction.
Right.
What we know is that it's better to have people, benefits advisors, it's better to have
In-house or outsourced?
Both. We can
okay.
do both.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break right back with Matthew Owen, but he's with Aflac. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.